This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Welcome back to Cisco NHL Live. He was just browsing through the NHL store.
The store, making a few purchases.
Yeah, and you got to have nerve to come on television dressed like this.
I do it every day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
Pat Sajak in his Kings hat.
That's right. You know, I'm wearing the colors. We're one of those fans. We're evenly divided because I work on the West Coast, and we're out there a lot, and we're in the Washington area a lot where we live. So we have tickets to both teams, and we really thought this was the year that, you know, what are the odds that both of them, that they were going to meet in the finals? Well, the Caps couldn't quite hold up their end, but the Kings look... I thought I'd never say this about the Kings, and I love them. They look invincible. They really do.
Yeah.
And I know nobody is in hockey, but I've never seen a team hit stride like this, and it doesn't feel fluky to me. I mean, teams have had runs in the you know, I think about Jaguar and the Ducks a few years ago, and the Flyers a couple of years ago. This feels like they could be around for a long time to come. I mean, Quick looks real, real solid.
Yeah.
Now, when you're at home in L.A. versus home in Washington, you have season tickets. Have you seen the Kings play like this?
Never. Quick's been great all year, and our tickets are right behind him for two periods. We get to see him in action. It's amazing what this guy can do, and he's so cool about doing it. But the Kings weren't scoring. I mean, I don't know how many 1-0 and 2-1 games he lost, but a bunch
lot.
Of them.
And he won some of those, too.
So well, he did. No, that's true,
playing in these games where he's only got one or two
absolutely.
Goals.
So it's interesting. Now they're scoring, and now he's playing terrific, but he doesn't... It's not all on his back. I mean, he can give up a soft goal here or there, and the team doesn't fall apart. It's like another dimension. I've never. it's really great to see.
Hey, you know, both your teams. It was interesting. They both underwent coaching changes this year. The Daryl Sutter came in L.A. and of course Dale Hunter in Washington. I mean, what do you think that had to do with the changes with those teams?
Well, you can also point at a couple of changes that didn't have a lot of effect.
Yeah.
So sometimes the two teams, there are a lot of parallels. There's that. I mean, they both made the playoffs the day before the season ended, I think. Both had a shot to actually finish third because they both had a chance on the last day to win their...
That's right.
In the last couple of days to win their division. They fell a little short. But, you know, the league is beginning to figure out you don't have to win anything in the regular season. You just have to be part of the eight. And, and it's such an evenly matched league. You know, in the NBA... Every 10 years or so, an eight seed will beat a one seed. It happens in the NHL. It seems like almost every year someone knocks off somebody, an eight beats a one or a seven beats a two. It's a very tightly matched league now. There are just no pushovers anymore.
Now, you are a celebrity that's been with the Kings in good times and in bad. How about all these celebrities and stars that are
where are they coming from? I have no idea. Well, they want to be seen. That's fine. That's why they're celebrities. Oh, I don't mean to say like I'm not, because of course we all know I am. You saw the excitement when I walked
in. That's right.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah. And it was nice of you to get a guy a pair of sneakers. I thought that was a nice gesture.
Keep your hands off the pucks.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them. I get a kick now. They're showing, you know, the shots in the stands of all the.
But
Kobe. A lot of them. Yeah, but Matt, you know, Matthew's been there all year.
Matthew Perry.
And actually, a lot of them have been out there. I'm being a little unfair. But you know, it's L.A., and so when it becomes the place to be. But Staples Center, I mean, they've got three teams in playoffs right now.
That's right.
They may lose a couple soon on the basketball side. But it's really exciting to be, and it's killing me that I can't be out there for any of these. I took years and years of watching the old Smythe Division when the Kings would usually fight Vancouver for that last playoff spot on the last day of the season. And sometimes when I first started going in front of maybe 12,000 fans. And now the place is a madhouse every night, and it's very exciting to see. So even if I have to watch it on television, I'm happy to do that.
What are you doing in town? That's what I wanted to ask you, because you're running around. I mean, you got some things going on over the weekend.
You know, actually, we're taping our show here next season. We're not taping here until I think March of 13, but we're here doing some shooting around the city that'll be interspersed in the show as we do. You know, we get to point at buildings.
We never go into
a building. We just point at
them. There it is.
I know the outside of every building. So we're doing a little bit of that, and we have a few other things to do while I'm in town. I do an annual. This is really cool. You'll like this because you're such a natty dresser.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he has pants and everything.
Kind of, they fit.
But I do a shopping trip every year where I get to come and go to all the stores and pick out my suits for the year. So I'm doing that, too. So we're doing that kind of stuff instead of doing what I should be doing, which is sitting behind Quick in L.A. Oh, well.
How about your other team? Let's talk about them for a second. I want to ask you who you want to coach the team. But how about Braden Holtby and the way that he played for the Capitals in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, it's still a small body of evidence, and it's hard to make. But he sure does look good. But, you know, there have been young goalies who have
Jim Carrey, Washington Capitals goalie from years gone by, right?
You know, they get hot for a season or a playoff series. I think he's the real deal, but it's, you know, I mean, you didn't even know about Quick for a couple of years, whether he was or not. It takes a little time to make that determination, but I think they got a really strong guy there. It'd be nice 1 year for the Caps to be in the playoff with someone who's had some experience behind them. They haven't had anyone like that. I mean, the last few years, it's been all rookies there, if you think about it.
A lot of young guys,
Barlamov and Neuvirth and now Holtby. So, I'm hopeful that he's going to be their guy and for a long time.
There's no truth to the rumor that you will be going behind the bench to replace Dale Hunter.
Only to take a nap.
Okay.
No, I don't know who they're going to get. You know, there are a lot of you never know what to do. There are a number of coaches out there who've had lots of experience. But sometimes there's a sense of recycling. You know, do you try someone new? Do you try to I don't know. It's a tough, and you know the lifespan of a goalie unless you're Barry Trotz. You know the lifespan is pretty short.
So whoever
it is ought to be planning for the next job anyway.
Hey, do you ever see that David Gregory there? We've had him on the show, the moderator of Meet the Press, and he's evidently become a big Capitals fan.
Yeah, I have not seen him. He's been avoiding me apparently. But there are a number of news people out there.
It's a different crowd than LA, right?
It is, but it is. The Verizon Center is a pretty exciting place. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. We've had tickets there for a long time. We had tickets in the old Brown and Gold days when, again, 12,000 people were there. And we were there. This is absolutely true. We were there for an early season game 5 years ago. You could hear the phones ringing in the suites.
Yeah,
I mean,
someone
needs you. It's suite 28.
I believe you because I remember that. And then they got hot. Bruce Boudreau came in and everything just took off.
Boom. And now it is deafening in there.
Yeah.
And it's they do a great in stadium program. Mm-hmm. They do really terrific stuff. So that's fun. And again, it's great to see that at Staples, too. So we're very lucky to be in two places that are as exciting as they are and to follow two teams who are exciting.
Well, enjoy the run of L.A.
Yeah, and again, it's easy to say, and it's tough to repeat, and it's tough to have 1 year carried over to another, but boy, they sure look good to me, and it looks as if they've come together. They kind of underperformed this year, but I'm looking for good things for a long time. At least I hope so, because I'd like to, you know,
we'll
have my seat be worth something.
And I'm sure we'll see you at the Winter Classic, right?
I will be there. Yeah, I always look forward to
that. See you there.
Good to see you guys.
All right, thanks,
okay,
Pat.
Bye-bye.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.